This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The state budget for next year is being blocked in the Missouri Senate by a group of fiscally conservative Republicans. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The filibuster was launched by GOP Senator Jason Crowell of Cape Girardeau. He had promised weeks ago that he would block the budget over its use of one-time funds to fill holes in next year's spending plan. Crowell's been part of the filibuster lampooning the Missouri House for cutting pensions for the blind.
Now, I had no idea that blind people were the problem. That was why we were going broke, but there's not one tax credit that's getting reduced.
That's right.
They're growing at 19%.
After several other senators joined in, the chamber stood at ease so that GOP leaders could negotiate with those leading the filibuster. The Senate adjourned just before midnight, and floor leader Tom Dempsey says the two sides are close to an agreement. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Columbia Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon-cutting Monday for Charter Communications. The company already operates communication servers in North Columbia, but they say they're ready to expand. KBIA's Anthony Martinez reports.
Charter Communications' $5 million enhancement project for consumer upgrades in the Columbia-Fulton region launches this week. Charter says the upgrades affect high-definition televisions and line power connections. Charter spokesman Jessica Hardicky says internet speeds will be affected, too.
Residents in Columbia have had either 5 megs or less of internet speeds at their access, and so we're taking it from that up to 100.
Members of the Columbia Ambassadors at the Chamber of Commerce celebratory ribbon-cutting asked Charter representatives about the company's intentions to expand, about Mediacom's current presence in Columbia, and the structure of fiber-optic groundwork along I-70 and 63. O'Donnell says there isn't competition in the Columbia region with Mediacom, which he thinks makes the Charter services upgrade in Fulton that much more exciting.
We already operated that market, but that plant and that physical network had been a little bit out of date. So we really needed some significant upgrades in order to be able to deliver things like 100 megabit internet speeds.
Charter Communications is the fourth largest cable operator in the United States. The company will complete expansion into the Mexico, Moberly, and Montgomery City service network on April 25th. Anthony Martinez, KBIA News.
A new bus route that goes from the MU Student Center to the Columbia Farmers Market has yet to attract many passengers. The route's third day was Saturday, and only one person took advantage of the new busing system during the entire run that day. KBIA's Annie Trout reports.
The new route, which is partially funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, runs through the Mizzou campus as well as portions of central Columbia considered food deserts. Columbia Farmers Market spokesperson Caroline Todd says there's still hope.
We're hoping to get more riders on the bus, but we know that it takes 5 weeks for a new route such as this to catch on.
Todd says the farmers market is doing a number of things to promote the busing system.
We're advertising it on campus with maps, and we advertised it at Earth Day, and so we have the word out there. It's also on the website.
Todd says she hopes the new route will promote the farmers market and give access to locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables to people living in the food deserts. Annie Trout, KBIA News.
A Columbia man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for last year's killing of a father of five at a trailer park in the city. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports 24-year-old Zachariah Peterson was sentenced Monday in Boone County Circuit Court for second-degree murder. Peterson was convicted last month in the January 2011 shooting death of James Porter at Sunset Mobile Home Park. Authorities said the two friends were acting as middlemen in a deal to exchange $20,000 for 30 pounds of marijuana. The drugs and the money were never recovered. Fulton High School is changing its scheduling system in an effort to raise its graduation rate. KBIA's Mariel Seidman-Gaddy reports on how the school says the way to do so is increasing student-teacher FaceTime.
Under Fulton High School's new hourly schedule, students will attend all 7 of their classes each day, instead of alternating between 2 4-period school days, as they do now. English teacher Mary Sasser says the new schedule will discourage student procrastination and keep academic concerns on the forefront of students' minds.
It allows the teacher to see where understanding is breaking down sooner.
The Fulton High School faculty chose the new scheduling model that Superintendent Jack Cowherd ultimately approved. Cowherd says the decision to make this change came after a period of evaluation.
In the past 18 months, we've just taken a very critical, serious look at the data on each child. Looking at averages per grade level has not been acceptable.
Fulton High School will start using the hourly schedule at the beginning of the school year. Mary Alcide-Mangatti, KBIA News.
A recent bill that passed the Missouri House of Representatives would exempt animal shelters from licensing fees. KBIA's Micah Smith filed this report.
Last year, the state of Missouri raised license fees for animal shelters and commercial breeders. However, if a new bill passes the Senate, shelters and breeders will no longer have to pay these fees. Representative Noel Torby, the sponsor of the bill, said that if passed, the bill will take immediate effect.
What it would do is it would exempt animal shelters that are nonprofits, exempt from paying the fees that they're currently paying. And then it would also give the Director of Agriculture a little bit more clarity in determining who is a true nonprofit.
Not all Missourians are supporters of the bill. President of the Missouri Federation of Animal Owners, Karen Strange, said this could compromise the quality of animal care for animals in shelters.
We just believe that animals should be placed in the greatest of care regardless of where they are, and don't believe that exempting one whole entity ensures the greatest care of the animals.
The legislation passed the House with a 98-34 vote and will now be voted on by the Senate. Micah Smith, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.